USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top infectious disease specialist says the nation needs to prepare for the possibility that 100,000 people will die as a result of coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci speaking at a White House briefing yesterday.
As sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not, and I think the more we push on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number.
As of last night, federal officials say around 4,000 people in the United States had died of the illness, a big portion of that number in New York. No major damage reported, but Idaho has been shaken by an earthquake. A 6.5 quake last evening outside Boise was followed about 30 minutes later by a magnitude 4.8 aftershock. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
U.S. health officials still debating whether to implement a nationwide face mask guideline to protect Americans from coronavirus. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams, though, is pushing against it.
Wearing a mask improperly can actually increase your risk of getting disease. It can also give you a false sense of security, and you see many of these pictures with people out and about, closer than 6 feet to each other, but still wearing a mask.
The CDC has been considering making the public wear masks, but it's also concerned about a possible shortage of such protective equipment for first-line healthcare workers. Today has been deemed Census Day, as Americans are being urged to start filling out their questionnaires. The census happens every 10 years. It determines how and where billions of dollars of federal funding is used. It's the first time people can fill out their responses online. Some people have a concern about that, citing privacy concerns and security, but they can still mail their forms in. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
U.S. prisons will be going into virtual lockdown today to fight coronavirus behind bars. All inmates across the nation will be staying in their cells for 14 days. Officials will then reevaluate and decide whether to extend that time. Joe Biden is holding a lead over President Trump in a new national poll. That survey from Reuters Ipsos showing the former VP with a 6-point lead over the incumbent, 46% to 40%. Biden, seeking the Democratic nomination, has been pulling away from the only other one in the race, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. You could say Apple is claiming a popular weather app for itself, as the tech giant has acquired Dark Sky, but terms of the deal have not been made public. It does mean the app will no longer be available on Android devices beginning in July. Dark Sky received rave reviews for its up-to-the-minute precipitation forecasts and clean design and user-friendly functions. A man from the United Kingdom is the new champion of aging, you could say, as Guinness World Records has recognized Bob Whiten as the oldest man in the world. He's 112 years old, given the title after the previous record holder died in February. Guinness put together a remote video ceremony due to Wayton's county being on lockdown because of coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.